Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Zebra King. He wants me to talk about a woman that is or was a dating coach that ran as a Republican candidate in San Francisco back in 2020. I don't really have enough material to make a full video out of this topic. So later in the second half, I'm going to talk about the Sigma female and male phenomenon. As for Zebra King, here's what he briefly has to say. Dear Sandman, please give me your thoughts on Deanna Lorraine. She ran for Congress in San Francisco in 2020, but lost in the primary. She was a dating and relationship coach, has written a few books, and was marketing herself as red-pilled and sympathetic to MGTOW. I believe that she has a good relationship with her father and has several brothers. Is she a friend or foe? Well, Zebra, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. First off, Deanna ran in Nancy Pelosi's district as a Republican, so there's no way that she was going to win. She lost on the primary election in March 3rd, 2020. I just think of this as a publicity stunt to bolster her business, because if you go to her YouTube channel's Social Blade numbers, you'll see her channel views spike to around 500,000 in February 2020. Other than that, she had issues cracking 100,000 views in every other month. The channel looks like it actually been taken down in November of 2020. I don't know why. I also put a link in the description to Deanna saying that she doesn't actually agree with the cynicism of MGTOW. How exactly can she be a friend when she doesn't agree with our philosophy? She says she doesn't agree and that she's a dating coach. Of course she doesn't agree. It's the same as the pickup artist hating us because we're taking away potential customers. We're competing with her for the simps she wants to suck dry. She projects the whole traditional conservative woman facade about being for God, family, and nationalism. Those are the men she's trying to target as a dating coach. She's opportunistic, and the video I shared down below is of her speaking at a men's rights conference. And that's where she said she can't get behind MGTOW. She was making a living taking advantage of low-status, thirsty conservative males. She also had a podcast, which as of March 2021 is no longer active. Maybe she squeezed one out and is a busy mother now. Who knows? Maybe he was one of her former dating coach clients. Running in a California election as a Republican was definitely a publicity stunt to bring in a bigger audience, and it kind of reminded me of when Faith Goldie, a former host for Rebel Media, was running for mayor of Toronto. But to her credit, she got somewhere in the middle single digits with regards to the total vote, even though she was being censored by the media and not being invited to any debates. People were also going around ripping her signs out of the ground here in Toronto. They called her a far-right extremist. Talk about projection. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use your points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to a TradCon in California conning men out of their money clown world show. According to Wikimania, Lorraine's 2020 congressional campaign website described her as a YouTube host, conservative political commentator, author of the book Making Love Great Again, and host of her show Winning the Culture War with Deanna Lorraine. Her professional experience includes working as a self-employed life and relationship coach and as a manager in marketing and public relations. Deanna is known as the red-pilled relationship coach because she is the only relationship expert that talks about and addresses the real issues that are affecting men, women, and dating in our intimate love lives and relationships, unquote. Her Twitter account was also suspended, probably for saying something controversial. And the moment Trump disappeared, she did as well. I find women like her boring nowadays, and it's funny when people compare her to someone like Karen Strawn from the Honey Badgers, and the men's rights movement in general. Karen is a prolific writer and a Sigma female. Deanna took the side of men to make money. Karen did it because of her sons, and she had to deal with crazy feminists threatening her safety. What did Deanna have to deal with? And speaking of Sigmas, I'm possibly going to start a channel discussing Sigma males at some point. The term is from 2010 originally, and in early 2021, it became popular. And I only became aware of it recently because of feminists in Australia complaining that young men and boys were being recommended Sigma male videos on YouTube. So I looked into it, and being a Sigma is a fancy way of saying introverted male or even female that's high in personality trait openness. Jordan Peterson, I believe, is a Sigma male, although I don't know how introverted he is. He also explained my personality perfectly with regards to openness, and as a result, I understood myself and what motivates me better. There is a thirst for Sigma male or even female content on the internet, and the only significant channel I've been able to locate so far is called Wise Thinker, which makes daily Sigma content that just regurgitates familiar talking points. Feminists are already freaking out that Sigma channels are being recommended. Why do they care? Because they're leftist communists, that's why. They don't want men that are socially independent, that don't require female validation and are also financially successful, to be around. Of course, the left doesn't want independent men and women rebelling against the authoritarian hierarchy that they're working so hard to impose on people. Two philosophies in opposition. So Sigma males are the enemy. And if I talk about Sigma male and female characteristics, then it becomes a lot harder to demonetize a channel like that. In 2021, someone came out saying that Sigma males were rare because only 0.1% of men were Sigmas. That means that they're successful, creative lone wolves that are outside the hierarchy. That's because it's almost impossible to monetize your creativity these days in our society, unless you're woke and working for Star Trek Lesbian Discovery. Most Sigma males or females, for that matter, are invisible and struggling to make money. My idea of interviewing interesting creative females would in fact be me interviewing Sigma females. I understand that now. Sigmas are also risk-taking entrepreneurs that don't care what other people think. The Sigma females are even more rare because they have to get over their female instincts. MGTOW is simply a relabeled term for Matchler. Sigma's relabeled the creative, rebellious entrepreneur that doesn't believe in hierarchy. An individual that believes in doing things their way. The reason a Sigma channel that shares personal stories and insights would work is because every unsuccessful male or female under the sun that's creative and introverted will see those qualities in themselves and project success onto their own failures. Their failure is not theirs, they will say. It's because of the Pareto principle or distribution, they will say. The reason Sigmas are rare is because you only see successful Sigma males and not the ones that fail and end up blending into the background. I've seen a few articles claiming that they're right-wing guys like Joe Rogan. Again, more attacks by the left against men that they see as being uncontrollable. Combining MGTOW with a man that has Sigma traits makes him unstoppable. But most viewers would actually use the channel and material as a coping strategy and nothing more. I've also used the Sigma female title in this video to see if people will actually search for this sort of content, and if there's actually a thirst for it. I think there is. Being an open and introverted Sigma male myself, I finally understand why going my own way motivated me to create, while the majority of men that go their own way stop creating, and caring when they finally do go their own way, without a moist cooch to crawl into. So if my channel peters out in the next couple of years, as I crash into my 10-year mark, then maybe I'll start a Sigma channel. Either that or just repackage my existing video scripts as a different channel. There's a channel out there that's stealing my scripts and repackaging them without even giving me any credit. Some Indian scammer running a page called The Gents. It's funny because he probably thinks he's going to get monetized making MGTOW content, and that the money will come pouring in. I won't hit him with a copyright strike. I think it's funnier to watch him pour his heart out onto the channel. Actually pour out my heart onto his channel, and just when he thinks he's hit economic pay dirt and applies for monetization thinking he'll get it, he'll get bupkis. All that effort wasted. That's what I call poetic justice. As for Sigmas, they aren't perfect super masculine or feminine specimens. It's all about them having the attitude and behavior of a so-called alpha, while not necessarily having their appearance. It's about having self-confidence that doesn't warrant their appearance or achievements in many cases. A true Sigma will know that when they step out of the hierarchy and still maintain the self-confidence of an alpha male on the top of that hierarchy, it welcomes attacks from others. The left is comparing Sigmas to Patrick Bateman from the film American Psycho. I think they're trying to shame men that that label is toxic. But it's like shaming the man that can't be shamed. It's really funny to watch. I think just like the incels took on the MGTOW label back in the day, I think a lot of non-Sigma males will like what they hear, so they'll take on that label too because they think it's cool, without ever realizing that they aren't actually creative introverts. Sigmas might be seen as sexy introverted nerds that march to the beat of their own drum. Maybe I'd be crazy to start another Manosphere-style channel in what appears to be a new frontier after the Black Pill community burst onto the scene a few years ago. But there appears to be demand for it. I can also defend myself from the YouTube demonetization algorithm if I hide to some extent by talking about Sigma females as well. After all, they're both male and female Sigmas. It's just that they're more male ones than female ones. I think that also has to do with men being more on the high end of the IQ distribution curve that can monetize their creativity and succeed in entrepreneurship. It's much harder for women, and I'm sure I'd get a lot of loser would-be Sigma females watching the content too. I do freelance work for a few women that believe that they are creative and introverted when they're anything but. Those women are out there, but they're impossibly difficult to find because most of them value their freedom instead of being in relationships. I honestly believe that the Sigma male is the next frontier in the Manosphere. It's just a repackaging of the rebel creative anti-hero for the whole new generation. My conclusion is that a Sigma male going his own way unleashes his potential in an extreme way, as well as any other man. But other men might not be as driven or creative, which isn't always a positive thing. As for Deanna Lorraine, she's just a dating coach that wants to take money out of men's pants to teach them how to take women's pants off. She's not even worth talking about for 5 minutes or even mentioning in the title. I've been involved in the Manosphere for almost 10 years, and before you brought her up, Zebra, I'd never even heard of her. Maybe I had, but I just forgot. She just shows she's nothing but another one of those easy-to-forget TradCon women. As she wound down the last few episodes on her show on her website, she spoke about tired topics like COVID, the Great Reset, as well as the left blowing up Mount Rushmore, more specifically Black Lives Matter, as well as other popular talking points and buzzwords. That's how you know someone is fake, when they jump on the bandwagon instead of doing something original. Does that mean I'll be the first one in the Sigma space if I enter it? Of course not. But I'll be the first one that goes beyond just repeating what others have said. Let me know what you guys think of my idea that combining Sigma and MGTOW makes you an absolutely unstoppable guy. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Zebra King for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Deanna Lorraine would have smashed MGTOW to pieces so she could sell more dating advice to simps. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that claim that they're for men's rights but don't even agree with MGTOW away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.